to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star.
What's up? How's it going out there? Everywhere out in the internet land, which is basically all of the whole entire universe.
Internet.
All you internet. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show, y'all.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Is that how people talk on the internet?
It's the only
like
way.
when you just read what people write with just texting and whatever Twitter and
that's
tweets,
right. Yeah.
Facebook status messages.
It's actually the only way I can talk since my voice has been destroyed from being
what
out
what
in this cold.
What has destroyed? Oh, the cold destroyed your voice.
Working outside
in
the cold.
Are you dehydrated?
I'm not dehydrated, but I'm trying to keep. My voice was fine yesterday, but then.
You think you're getting sick?
No, it's not that. It's just more or less what happens when I don't feel sick. You know, it's just my throat is not reacting to the way I want it to.
You need to so have some like, sinigang.
Even, like, I had a meeting today. I need some sinigang or some tom yum soup.
Tom yum soup.
Some of that tom yum soup. I swear to God, that tom yum soup, what is it? It's like Thailand or no, Thai food? Thai food. That is the...
Or you need some pho. Or that, some people call it pho.
Pho.
But
yeah.
I call it pho, so whatever.
Those seem to those seem to be the elements to help cure my throat, and I haven't had any of those. But,
we haven't had pho in a long time.
But I was shooting a music video yesterday, and you know, no one knew it was going to be freaking freezing outside.
Yeah, because you didn't pay attention to the weather reports.
No, I mean I knew, but like I was out there the whole day anyway, so
did
it's
you,
not like.
So did you know that you would be outside the whole day?
I did know, but I didn't know it was going to get that. Like, I was ready for the cold, but no matter what, even if you're...
Do you know it's, like, under 10 degrees out there?
It was cold. It was beyond that. Like
windshield might as well be -1.
Yeah, it was pretty much that. And also, we were filming underneath, like, under the bridge. And, like, that's just, like, a wind tunnel. You know what I mean? And that was just, like, devastating. But, like, you know, like, I was fine then, but a day later, that's when my voice starts messing up. And now I sound like this. Now I sound like Don West from TNA. TA Wrestling.
Were you filming under the bridge, like how Good Charlotte was for the river video?
But they weren't under a bridge.
Well, they were near a bridge. They're right outside underneath the bridge.
No, they
the Los Angeles Bridge.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, where were they?
They were in that that water pass, wherever it is. I forget what it's called. They shot there for Terminator 2 and stuff like that. And so yeah, guys. It's pretty cold outside. I don't understand.
You haven't noticed.
I don't know if you know, or at least on the East Coast, for you guys listening on the East Coast. It's freaking freezing.
What if somebody's listening in, like, what is probably the warmest place on Earth?
The rainforest?
Yeah, what if somebody's
Or the
listening?
Desert. What about the desert? Probably the desert will be that.
Yeah, but see, I always thought the desert
the Sahara
was cold.
Desert.
But then we went to the desert last year, and I always thought that the desert was, like, really warm, you know? And so we went there last year, and it was, like, under 10 degrees there.
Well, that was at, like, in nighttime.
No, but it was during the day, too.
In the desert?
Yeah. It was cold.
It was cold in the desert?
Yeah.
What desert was this?
In Arizona. It's like 10 degrees.
That was at nighttime, though, when we're...
No, man. It was 10 degrees during the day, too. It was pretty freaking cold. Do you remember when we were at the ruins?
Yeah.
It was cold,
yeah,
man.
I mean, yeah,
come
I guess that was
now.
Pretty cold. Yeah, but... So I guess they do get pretty. That wasn't. Was that desert? That wasn't desert though. Desert.
Yes,
when I picture desert, I picture like the mummy, like Egypt.
Oh, okay.
Desert. That was like.
But that was like American desert.
That desert was like. I don't know how to best describe that desert. That wasn't desert. That wasn't like Wild West
it was
desert.
It was in tundra.
Yeah, that was like tundra. That's the best you can describe.
Tundra.
Yeah. So yeah.
What
so,
is tundra?
So, but yeah, I don't.
It's just a phrase. It's just like a. Like a word that we're throwing out there.
The frozen tundra. Remember, didn't we watch that one show?
That's
I remember
what they say about Green Bay Packers.
I remember one time we were picking up my mom from work in D.C. at one time, and she had to work like she had more, you know, she was like, I still got some stuff to do. Wait here in my locker room, and we like ended up watching like
Ice Road Truckers
for like 2 hours, and I was like, I'm not gonna watch this. This is boring. And then like,
and then you got into
and
it.
And I got into it because everything was beautifully like dramatic. It's like these guys, they gotta travel at nighttime, and then like
it's a well-produced show.
It's pretty hardcore. It's just truckers like basically driving through
on ice for miles too. It's not just like, oh, you gotta make it across for 1 mile. It's like miles on end of just like ice, and it could crack at any time, and they just fall in.
But I remember we were like flipping through the channels because I had no idea, because we were like, well,
it was like a small TV too.
Yeah, it was like one of those.
It was like one of those TVs that
it was like a taxi driver TV, like from the movie Taxi Driver. Like it's like small one, and we're like, we need to find something. We can't just stay here and just like, you know, we need to save material for the radio show.
Is that show still in the air, Ice Road Truckers? Because that was the only time I watched it.
But it was crazy because we're like, oh shit, they gotta go across this piece of land, and there's a possible hole that they might or might not make it. And then that's what they build up for the commercial. It's like, dun-dun-dun, are they coming across? And then they would talk to each other saying, like, Jimmy just turned over.
I think one of the guys on that show died, but not because he, like, sank in the hole.
Got in a bar fight or something?
I don't know. Something happened. I don't know the full thing. Because I only saw, like, whatever, that 2 hours worth of stuff. But it is a good show.
Are you a fan of those types of shows? Like, Drive-By Truckers, World's Deadliest Catch!
I haven't actually seen a lot of them, but...
I can actually do a better type of radio voice or promo voice with my voice in this weird state, you know?
Well, it's good. You should, we should do some...
We need to market it.
We should do some taglines.
In a world where the Kalen and Joe Show is the number one rated podcast in all of the universe, everyone will get a free ice cream.
In a world.
But are you a fan of those types of shows? Like, what other type of shows are out there? Like, you have the Drive-By Truckers, you have the World's Deadliest Catch.
It's not Drive-By Truckers. Ice Road Truckers,
World's Deadliest Catch.
There's a whole bunch of shows like that. And there's, like, that... Oh, man, there's that guy that... I forgot his name right now, but my brother told me about him. That guy that's, like, the survival guy.
You forgot his name.
He's, like, Aboriginal something.
Is this sort of similar to the show of, like, Man vs. Wild?
Yeah, it's kind
Man
of...
Man vs. Food. They should have one that goes like man versus woman.
Oh man, woman, what do you think that would
woman,
be like?
Woman versus nature, woman versus school. Let's just have when animals attack.
Boy meets world.
When fish attack. Octopus versus squid.
I would watch stuff like that. I remember I bought
dinosaurs versus giant whale.
Do you remember I bought that comic book? I still haven't read it yet, but it's something like bear versus shark or something.
Bear drive taxi.
Who drive car? Bear drive car.
Bear drive taxi.
Bear drive taxi.
Is that how Morgan Freeman? Is that how he did the commentary on that March of the Penguins?
Not exactly.
I'd like to be able to have his voice.
He was like more.
Yes.
I think after a while it'd get annoying.
What having
his
Morgan?
Voice? I mean, his voice is like good voice. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like the greatest thing ever.
What? Why not?
He's like everyone's like, oh man, he's the voice of God. You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like
voice of God.
His voice is like so like overused at this point that I mean,
you say that Morgan Freeman overuses his voice?
Yeah, he talks too much. He like, you know, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, he has a talent and all that. I just personally feel like I've heard it already.
Well, you have heard it already.
I mean,
it's such a distinctive voice.
Yeah, it is such a distinctive voice. I mean, I give him credit out of everyone in the world. Like, he does have that voice that everyone recognizes, but I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit too much overused at this point. Because he's like, the penguins march together through the frozen.
The penguins march together one by one. That's sort of like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
I think I sort of do the Alec Baldwin voice.
Alec Baldwin, like... A lot of people don't like to hear him talk, though.
As the turtles walk, slowly, this will be the last time they ever make it to the ocean before their demise. Out of the percentage of 100, or out of 2,000 turtles hatching tonight, only 4 will make it to the water.
That's so sad.
Only 4. And their journey will, and then the journey will begin. Where do those turtles go? They go into the water, and then
they
what?
They go to the water and they hang out, and then they just hang out with their friends. They swim, but the thing is like the turtle survival rate is very low because they have a lot of predators. So like, and also just for their egg to hatch, basically from the point of the egg hatching until like the turtle makes it to the water and like, you know, goes fully into the ocean.
These crabs.
Only like, I don't know how many percent of them make it, but not very many at all. Like they, and but now they have like these turtle hatching things where like they, the scientists know at this point where the turtles are like laying their eggs and like the estimated time of when they'll be hatching at night. So scientists can stay up and like wait and watch it, and they actually have recently have been helping the turtles go to the ocean. So they do get human assistance, but at the same time, it's like, well, that's not
they're cheating nature. They're supporting nature.
Well, they're supporting nature, but it's not like
but
true
it's not
nature.
Like natural selection. Now it's like man-made selection.
Yeah.
It's
I don't think they're like
it's manufactured
but
nature.
They're not like touching. Hopefully, I think they're not like touching the turtles. So the turtles are still
just,
making it.
Why don't they
their
just
own?
Scoop up all those turtles and just throw them into the water?
Yeah, but like they still need. That's their main learning process. Part of that is though, Joe. Like when what happens is the turtle. Like if the turtle survives and the turtle gets older. When the turtle comes time when the turtle is pregnant, they know the beach that they were born on, and they go back to that same beach and lay eggs pretty much where they were born.
So pretty much if an animal that was waiting for them missed them the first time, they can come back later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but at that point, I think the older turtle would be bigger enough that like they can't be pecked at as much.
Yeah, but what would be
but the little
what
the
would
little
be a turtle's,
turtles are so small.
What
Joe.
Is a turtle's
they're like the
predator?
Size, but they are the size of like a quarter.
What is
have
a
you
turtle?
Ever seen a baby turtle?
Yeah,
they're like
I've eaten one. No, I haven't. But
they're like the size of a quarter. I'm not joking. They're very tiny. So like a bird can just scoop it up like no big thing, you know. So and then they're just so little that they're just flapping their fins to try to get to the water.
Flapping their fins.
Yeah, they're just born and then they have like their little fins and.
Well, who would be hunting? Who would be hunting these turtles though?
Birds, pretty much.
So
any
you think
big,
a bird?
Any big sea animal? In
so
there
you're saying
too.
That a bird can't like go and attack like a full sized turtle?
I think you'd need a gang of birds to attack. One bird wouldn't do it. Like I think that it's
the turtle
is so big enough.
What would the turtle do? The turtle would have nothing.
They can go in their shell maybe a little bit.
And just roll and just hang out there until the birds get tired?
Yeah, I don't know much. I don't know if sea turtles can go fully in their shell though as much as like a box turtle. Like a box turtle can go fully in the shell and be like pretty much a rock at that point.
Yeah.
But I don't know if a sea turtle can be a rock, but I know that they can maybe go in a little bit.
So what's
they're protected with their
who
shell.
Who are these sea turtles like enemies once they get in the water?
Anybody
like a giant whale will just come
yeah,
and eat
man.
Them.
Anybody. Even humans. They can get caught.
Humans
get
are the enemies
those
of
cans thing. Those,
humans
those
are the
cans.
Enemies of everybody. Humans will destroy the land and they'll destroy aliens and animals.
And they have a Gulf oil spill.
Here we have the humans. The humans are the most feared predators on all of Earth.
Oh, did you hear the new thing about how scientists... This news just came out a few days ago. Scientists have the DNA of a woolly mammoth.
What are they going to do that? Clone it? And then that
yeah,
will be evil?
They actually are going to clone it because I guess this mammoth has been stuck in the ice, so they get the DNA from there. And they are going to clone it. And they said that there will be a freshly born woolly mammoth in like 4 to 5 years or something like that.
Nice.
So do you know what that means after that?
What does that mean?
Jurassic Park.
Raptors will attack.
Just you wait and see,
this
man.
This is the raptor.
I'm telling you, what if that happens? And then at that point, the humans will have a predator.
The humans do have a predator.
Themselves.
That's right. The worst.
Our predator
the worst
is
ones
ourselves.
Ever.
Yeah, but I mean like a giant dinosaur, and then it really does become Jurassic Park.
Who outnumber? How many humans have been killed by animals as opposed to animals being killed by humans? Who wins that?
Well, the animals at least have like a cycle of life. Humans, like...
Are you
saying
humans
know,
don't have a cycle of life?
Well, no, but humans should know better than to like hurt other humans in a malicious way.
But animals hurt each other
yeah,
the same way too.
See, but that is like... It's a small bit different because they do have that circle of life. You know, like
wait, what is,
it's
what
obvious
is,
that
what
small
is this,
animals...
What is the circle of life from the animals?
Like, for example, a bird can eat a worm.
You can't just list this Lion King stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Can't
a
just
bird,
list this Elton John song.
See, a bird can eat a worm. Okay? A worm... I don't know what a worm eats, but a worm can eat a
what
smaller
does a worm,
thing.
A worm,
I don't
worm
know.
Just eats dirt and...
I don't know what... Does it eat dirt? It might.
Can you imagine if you were
but they
like,
must eat insects or something. A worm might eat
Does a worm
like,
even have a mouth?
Yeah.
Where?
A worm could eat like a mosquito.
I bet when you're like smaller than a worm looks freaking frightening.
I bet a worm is frightening.
Like a little giant sized worm. It's like it's squirming everywhere, and then you cut off one end and it keeps going.
Oh. But like, or like, like I said, actually, birds are pretty vicious if you think about it.
Birds
they can
eat
come
meat.
From anywhere, man.
Birds are freaking carnivores, man.
And
they come from
the sky.
Birds come from dinosaurs.
Birds are awesome.
Birds
I like
are flying.
Birds.
Birds are flying man eaters.
Oh,
if they
man.
Were giant birds, they would freaking pick off humans like nothing.
Yeah, they could just pick you up.
They're just look at that! I'll feed that to my birds.
Baby birds are freaky too.
Because they look all like...
They're like all blind and then they're all...
And they don't have any like feathers. They don't have any beauty onto them, right? They just look all like...
You know who they look like?
They look like something out of like the
Anna
Umbrella Academy.
They look like Anna Nicole Smith's husband. Like an old man that's all like, feed me. Put your boobie in my mouth. I want milk.
So basically they look all decrepit starting out, but then they grow and they become beautiful. Like a swan.
Yeah.
Like a black swan.
Black swan.
This is the black swan. Its enemy is the white swan.
Its enemy? No, it's not.
But you'll have hallucinations.
You know what's cool about swans? They mate forever. Like, they have, like, a single, like, male and female, and they will always be together forever.
I thought you said they will mate forever.
Yeah, they will mate with one mate forever.
Like a not a misogynist. A single.
They're misogynist.
That bird is. They
hate
bird
women.
Is misogynist. What
the
fuck?
They all hate women. All the swans. Even the women are misogynist.
I
hate women.
Can you call a female misogynist?
Sure. Why not? A woman who hates women.
Hell yeah. It can't just be a man thing. That you're like, bitch, you're misogynist. I think that a lot of women are probably misogynist.
I wonder if I'm a misogynist, because all the women hate other women usually.
Exactly, the fucking
like,
bitches, man.
They're like, that bitch better stay on my way.
You're misogynist, aren't you?
And they're also all black. That's so horrible. They all talk like Wanda Sykes.
And this woman is a misogynist.
Do you think
she has disliked all these women since childhood birth. When she was in the cradle, she did not like that other baby across the way. And she was a girl. Her name at that time was Flipper. Flipper the baby.
What are you talking about? But you know what? It is true that women hate other women. I don't know what the point is of that. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, it's the same with black-on-black crime, isn't it?
Man, because guys at least hate other guys for kind of a reason, it seems.
Really, what would that be?
I don't.
It's probably the same reason as women don't like other women.
But, I mean...
Superficial reasons. This woman dislikes this other woman because she thinks that she is a skank. In actuality, they're both skanks.
Alec Baldwin says so. But like I just see other women like talk about other women and they're like they'll notice like a handbag or something and then they're like, oh, I hate her. She has that Guess handbag that I wanted. You know, and it's like then forever they've like resented that other woman. When the other woman probably doesn't even know like anything about this whole lady's thought, this other lady's thought process.
Because this Guess handbag is so precious.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Like, I have seriously seen stuff like that. It's like this, like, jealousy thing over nothing. Over a handbag. Like, I can maybe understand it if, like, two women... I don't know. You always hear, like, how, like, they want the same guy or something. But at that point, it's also, like, maybe the guy's not worth it. You know? Like if things aren't figured out between the three of them, you know, maybe it's not a good match either way.
And also, I enjoy it when women say sorry to each other a lot. They can't take the... Like, I remember I was with in college, I was with a friend named Joanna. And she said, like... I think she, like, was trying to apologize to a girl, like a waitress or something like that. And then she's like, I'm sorry I did that. She was like, and then the other girl's like, no, it's my fault. No, I just, like no one would take, everyone takes the blame. Or
they all
want to
come across as like the winner.
They won't have be the winner. No, it's my fault. No, it was me. It's like, damn, no one can just be
but
one-sided.
But I think like women are
I'm not saying this is all women. I'm just saying it's you
certain
women. Women How do you figure them out?
But I think women are like more harsher towards each other than guys are. At least that's what I've seen. I mean, there's right, definitely
what's,
guys.
What's
that,
the comparison there? Let's. They're harsher, or they just do it differently.
I think
they're possibly
never,
louder. You know what I mean? They're probably louder because they, you know, they that's how they are sometimes. There's some girls that just, you know. Guys will. I mean, you see a lot of guys just, you know, there's a lot of people just getting killed for no reason. That's probably because of a guy. Or actually, it might be because of a girl. Actually.
Guys getting killed because of a girl?
Yeah, and then the guys are like, oh, damn, dog. You fucked up.
But usually guys can, like, get over stuff. They'll be like, yeah, yeah, man. It's okay. You know, and then they just kind of, like, pat it off.
They just hug it out.
Yeah.
Hug it out, bitch.
Or they'll just, like, tap each other on the shoulder or something and be like, all right, we're good. You know, like.
It's usually like this. So, are we cool? Yeah, we cool. Right.
And then that's it. But with girls, there is
they
always
hold a grudge
still
forever?
Like this like
do
thing.
Do girls hold grudges forever?
I don't know if most of them do, but it's like, I don't know, man. I think that girls just have some problems sometimes. Certain women. They just, I don't know, man.
They
maybe,
travel
maybe
in
I'm
packs,
a misogynist.
Right? I think you're a masseuse.
I'm a masseuse.
You're a masseuse.
I like to give the rub downs.
What?
The happy endings.
You like to give the happy endings?
Yeah. But anyway, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. My experience with girls, like, they'll be, like, the littlest thing, like that handbag example. I have seriously witnessed stuff like
what about
that.
But what about the girls that are part of the guys, though? I've never been actually, like, a huge fan of girls that are part of the guys. Just like Olivia Munn. I'm sort of tired of Olivia Munn. I wouldn't say I'm tired, maybe because I've always made a choice. It's always between Morgan Webb or Olivia Munn. Maybe back then they had Layla Kaley on G4, Attack of the Show. But I feel like the Olivia Munn is sort of like done with in my eyes.
Olivia Munn has her own NBC show now. What's
I mean,
it called?
It's not
Perfect
her,
Couples
it's
or
not
something?
Her own show.
Well,
she's the main marketed part. Yeah.
Main name value, I guess.
See, when you see Olivia Munn, what type of characteristic do you think? Because I feel like, for some reason, they call her like as the geek goddess. You know what I mean? Because she was on Attack of the Show. You know what I mean? And you know, apparently she appealed to that, or it's like, oh, she got that Asian white mix.
Yeah, like what I think her main appeal is definitely like her mixture of like being half Asian, half white. I mean, she is a good-looking girl. I'm not gonna knock her. You know, like I can see how she has appeal. It's just that the more that I see her, the more I'm like, okay, I can see through the little like.
She actually
you know,
just plays.
I can see through it.
She just plays actually bitchy. I feel like her persona comes off as bitchy to me, as opposed to appealing. But
I don't know if I would straight up say bitchy, but
or full of herself in a way.
I don't know. I don't know how.
I bet she's
honestly,
pretty awesome in person. But
I honestly don't know much about her personally. But I'm just saying I can see her appeal. I can see a lot of guys liking her. She has like the multiracial thing going for her, and also like still looking good at the same time. Like she's definitely not afraid to like make herself be silly, which I think is a good attractive trait in a way. Like I can see your point of view on her as well, but I'm saying like a lot of women are so serious or like be like, oh, I can't put pie in my face because like I want to look always gorgeous or something. But Olivia Munn can like, you know, put pie in her face or something and like, and then she's just like having fun with it. Or she can, like, dress, like, silly in silly outfits or, like, Wonder Woman and stuff like that and get away with it. Whereas, like, other girls, I don't think they would want to do that. You know, like, I guess so that's the appeal of her, that she can take herself
but
not
see,
as seriously.
See, I get that, but then for me, after a while, it's sort of like it wears off because there's no
I think you've just
variation.
Seen her too much. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
With you personally, because you've been watching her for a while. And I remember when you, like, first, I think at first you actually did like her and stuff.
I was more like, oh, look, it's Olivia Munn. It's like, you know, you understand it.
She branded herself really well as, like, that geek goddess. So, in a way, I don't know if it was her directly, but either her or, like, you know, some of the G4 people or someone branded her as, like, a hot girl that can supposedly talk about all this geek stuff.
That's the thing, is though, like, all that, like, is just in, like, an act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't care
about
any of
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can see through it now.
That's what I'm saying. It was like a false...
It was a
front to get those fans.
Yeah.
But now, after seeing that, it's like, before it was like, oh, at least she can play games or something like that.
But
or
actually,
she knows comics.
I think
but
Morgan then now, Webb knows more about that stuff.
She hands down knows that and is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but then you see the front of Olivia Munn and like just knowing that now she doesn't really know anything. It's sort of like, well, there's no balance there. You know what I mean?
But also, like, I haven't actually seen Olivia Munn on The Daily Show, but I know that she was on it. Maybe she's still on it. Is she still on it? I don't know.
I don't really watch The Daily Show.
Like, I used to really watch The Daily Show, but I just haven't watched much TV at all. But I mean, like, I think it's good that she got, I think Olivia Munn just like broke through and like became kind of bigger than the whole network of G4 in that way. Cause she had a book, she had like a website that everyone goes to, you know, like she was very heavy presence on the internet.
Yeah.
I think that she did capture the hearts of a lot of geek guys, and
yeah,
you know, she went on from there. She got bigger than the whole, you know, network. So, I mean, I congratulate her in that sense, but I think I just saw like too much of her in a way. Like it's like almost it's kind of sad because almost like her success failed her for us personally.
Well, I didn't know it failed for you, but saying for me, like the appeal is worn off because there hasn't. There's nothing approachable now, I feel.
I'm not going to watch her show, though. Like
Perfect Couples?
I've only saw, like, a couple commercials for it, and it just doesn't appeal to me. Like, it doesn't appeal to me. And I can see, like, Olivia, wasn't she in a couple movies? Wasn't she in, like, Iron Man or something?
She was on Iron Man, and then, like,
for a very brief cameo.
Tina Fey and Steve Carell, that...
I mean,
I
feel like she just wants to go to movies now.
I mean, that's so usually
fine.
Any girl in that's the goal, is just to be there and you get paid well and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely a success.
A success.
She is a success, but I feel like I've maybe just seen her too long. So maybe it was a good thing that she left G4. You know,
well, most likely it was about time that she would. You know, you can only have that much, but you know, now all that presence is just gone. You know what I mean? It's just we have this new Olivia Munn, and that's basically what it is. Funny because even when Kevin Pereira, when she was like in Playboy, you know, he basically, I feel like there's always any part of his comedy was based in truth, like the way he said something sarcastically when she presented, or when they presented, like, oh, look at Olivia Munn in Playboy, here it is. And then Kevin Pereira was just like, oh, it was definitely fun working with you.
Yeah.
It's like, there you are, happy for your future. There you
yeah.
go.
Because
now they got the new host with the Candace Bailey, and I actually find Candace Bailey. Yeah,
was she a Playboy playmate as well?
No, she wasn't. I mean, she was former. She didn't really do anything crazy high profile or anything like that. She was a gymnast when she was younger, and then she also like was a host off of Nickelodeon and stuff like that.
Was she on SNICK?
I don't. That was just like TGIF Friday on Saturday. But it was also like, you know, Candace Bailey, and there's something I like more about Candace Bailey, that she's quite the opposite of Olivia Munn. She's like she's like pure white, I guess. I don't know.
She's not half breed.
She's not a half breed. And then she's sort of like she's skinny. She's sort of, and she has sort of like this almost really like a goofiness about her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She still can play down the sexy, but there's like. It's. I feel like it's not abrasive as Olivia Munn. She is quite the opposite. You know what?
I think the thing with Olivia Munn is, I don't know if you'd want to call it a problem, but the issue with her is, I think that we saw through her marketing scheme, like to branch
also,
out.
Also, Olivia Munn always spoke like this. Like she always spoke like, oh yeah, or you know, but she hit the sarcasm. Like there's a lot of sarcasm. You know,
she
maybe
had like
I just,
a snarl look.
And she always did like she played. That's what I did. Like she was always bitchy, like that in that sort of like rich bitchy face. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm too big for this type moment. You know what I mean? She played that, and that didn't really appeal to me as much. You know, she.
But you know what? I don't think guys are looking at that.
Well,
though.
The average,
you know,
the average guy is just looking at tits and ass. You know what I mean?
I mean, I
tits
think
tits and ass is possibly face.
She has, but you know what? She has a she. The more I see her, the more I personally don't this is gonna sound so bad. The more I see her, the more personally I'm not affected by her look as much.
Yeah,
like when I first saw her, I will say like I was like, wow, she does have an interesting look, you know, like she's has that half-breed look, you know, she is a good looking girl.
She's from Oklahoma, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
got that middle earth look.
And I'm like, oh, you know, this is interesting to see her on TV, because
and she is from she's like you know she's she comes from like she traveled a lot because she's part of her military family, stuff like that, you
yeah.
know. So she had that cross branding.
Yeah, she
went to Japan.
She had
like, you know,
appeal. But I don't know. Maybe it's just like her overexposure. Like, the more I saw her, I was just like not as impressed anymore.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is now that I think it's like, and at least to me, and I don't know if it's to a lot of other people, but now I feel like that type of persona is done with. Like, I like that sort of overly sarcastic.
And now she's
mixed,
like being,
you know what I mean?
This actress.
Yeah, or like I feel like just for me, I'm over it now. You know what I mean? Like I might be over that, like that type of.
But I can guarantee you, if you were to see her, you'd be like, "Oh, look, it's Olivia Munn!" Get all excited.
Are you? I would probably be like, "Oh crap, it's Olivia Munn!" But you know me, I try hard not to be impressed with anything unless I'm really a legitimate fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if, I would acknowledge her and I'd get excited a little.
That's why
bit.
When I saw Morgan Webb, I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Holy crap, I can't move." You know what I mean? Because it's legitimate. You know, like because like that, she was smart, but also she was, you know, she.
And
had,
you saw her at LAX.
Yeah, and I was like, "There's," you know, and. Yeah, Morgan Webb could be like sarcastic, but also there's something like very enjoyable about the way she's sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
While Olivia Munn's sarcasm is like, get away from me, sarcasm. You know what I mean? And that's probably a persona, but I'm sort of done with that. Maybe it never appealed to me in the first place. Maybe that's just the type of thing I like now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless she goes just full out and says I'm like a bitch character, but maybe I'm just not into that type of tone anymore. You know, maybe I like things a little bit more positive. Maybe people should stay
also,
more positive.
Also, Olivia Munn, like, hates fat people. Like, big time.
Maybe because she was fat. You think maybe she
you
was
think
fat?
You think she was?
I don't know.
I've never seen younger pictures of her.
No one knows the backstory of Olivia Munn.
But she's like, I've heard her several times,
I know that
like,
when
rant
she did,
about fat people.
I know that, like, when I saw her, I saw Olivia Munn. I remember even on G4, they had, like, it's Olivia Monday. You know, like, it's Olivia, let's celebrate
that's
Olivia.
That's kind of nice.
Munn.
I like that.
No, I mean, like, but as in having a whole show dedicated
to
her.
Oh, on every Monday or just no, once?
Just once.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, but, you know, that's, maybe that's when I was like, all right, I'm over
it. It's a cute title, though.
I don't think it was Olivia Monday, but just, like, a celebration of Olivia Munn.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't, like, actually titled, like, Olivia Monday.
you know, Andrew really likes her.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course he would. He likes Asian girls.
Yeah.
Just joking.
And then the Asian girl on G4.
Just kidding. We should get Andrew back on the show. We haven't had him on the show a long time.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty busy. We'll find a time.
People can find time.
Yeah, you make time.
You don't. People lose time. We make time.
Hell yeah, we do.
There's two different ways of approaching that. I lost time. Well, why don't you make some time?
Yeah.
I was talking about this along with the when I had a photo shoot a couple days ago.
Well, what I think is funny, and I can be accused of this too, is like even you need a break sometimes, like on the internet or when you're working, and you might be like, oh, I'm so busy, but then at the same time you're watching like Boy Meets World on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like that, like you said, that episode is not going to go anywhere. It aired like 15 years ago.
Did I say that? You're like, maybe I should work on the comic strip, but I want to watch all this Boy Meets World. I was like, well, Boy Meets World will still be there next week.
Yeah.
It's posted there, so you enjoy that for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Unless the internet ends or something. But
the
I
internet
was like,
will end.
But I was just like, in that mood, I was like, I just want to watch Boy Meets World. Because I feel like sometimes, even though as busy as you are, you just kind of have to just like watch something for 20 minutes, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what my
But I think it's funny how like then I can like be like post it and be like, oh, Boy Meets World, I can't stop watching.
I
in my
that-
internet voice.
That's how everyone's voice is. Or they're like, boy, yeah, lol.
What's
LOL, up, LOL, LOL, LMLOP.
OMG.
But the internet's interesting. I always say that I hate the internet, but in actuality, like, I do a lot more of my work on internet, on new media, so to speak.
But what were you going to say about, like, making time?
Yeah, like, I was talking about that, how, like, if you really wanted to do it, you'd make time for it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd find some sort of way to do it, and you'd lose sleep over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you really wanted to do something, you'd lose sleep over
it. But eventually, when I say I'm going to do something, I will eventually do it. It's just a matter of when. Like, for example, like, I'll just tell this little story. I posted on Facebook, like, a while ago. This is probably maybe August. So how many months ago is that? Like, 4 or 5 months.
I can't tell you.
It's pretty pathetic story, but I'll tell it. So, like, I posted in August, like, randomly. I started, like, getting into Dave Sim stuff, and, like, I started checking out Glamourpuss. And all I did was write this Facebook status update that was just like, let's see what this Glamourpuss is all about, ... You know?
Yeah.
And then this guy, like, starts talking to me about it.
You're so misogynist, Carolyn.
this guy starts talking to me about it, and then like then he's like, oh well, I have all these all the issues of Glamour Post, like I can mail them to your house, and then like he mails them to me, and then like the whole time I'm like, so what, like did you want me to pay for this or like what, like, you know, because yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then he like was like, no, don't worry about it. Then I don't know how long passes, but a month or a few weeks passes. And then he's like, oh yeah, can you draw me something in exchange? Because he like tallied up the like amount of all the issues. Because he even actually went out and bought some of the issues, like because he was missing some. He thought he had them all. And I was like, oh my God, this guy like did a lot for this. You know, it's like awesome. But then I like kind of felt bad about it. Because I'm like, man, now I have like $50 worth of comics. or almost $50 worth of comics that this guy just like sent me. And then like I'm supposed to do some commissions for him. You know, and even on top of that, I'm going to draw an extra one for him because, like, I just want to, you know, because
sometimes you do.
I mean, like, he went out of his way. I'm like, I'll just draw on it, you know. But anyway, so I'm supposed to do these commissions for him. And also, some of them are supposed to auction for Dave Sim, too, like for some charity for Dave Sim.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten around to doing all of them except for one. Like, I did one a few weeks ago, and it's Curls with Cerebus. It's awesome. Yeah. And I will post it soon. But actually, I'll give a teaser for people that listen to the radio show because you guys are special. Because if you've gone this far in the show, you get a teaser.
Are you gonna get? So you're gonna give a verbal tease of
a
what
verbal
of
tease.
What this of what this you're gonna do? You're gonna do phone sex of the of the of the of the new drawing, the new illustration, the exclusive
baby,
exclusive.
This is exclusive phone sex about what I drew, baby. It's hot.
In a world.
I drew Curls giving Cerebus a bubble bath.
Was that it?
Yes. Oh. It's all soapy.
I would have milked that even.
It's all soapy and wet.
No, see, yes, you gotta put. It's a little bit different.
I'm not good at this phone sex thing on the radio right now.
So, in this photo, or not photo,
in this drawing,
in this illustration. You will find two creatures of the night together in a room, wet.
Oh, God.
One is an aardvark.
And he's in a bucket
and he
full of water,
is
soapy water.
And this aardvark, a very strong and tender aardvark, is sitting. What's he sitting in?
He's standing in a bucket.
He is standing on the coolest, hottest bucket that you have ever seen. Standing above him is a very sexy cartoon known as Curls. Yes, that Curls. The girl with the mitten hands.
And she's wearing
a very tight blue blouse and a skirt that is dark, the darkest skirt that you have ever seen. And she is wetting this aardvark with a sponge. It is quite possibly a sponge bath.
Oh my God.
Think of what else to say. I can't really think.
Oh man, yeah.
I guess that's what it is. It's like it's Curls giving Cerebus a sponge bath.
Yeah, pretty much.
But when you see this image, it's actually not dirty at all. It's pretty charming, just like all the
work. I like it. I think it's cute. I talked to a local DC comics blogger about this, and he said that Dave Sim probably wouldn't like it. But
I feel at this day and age, everyone thinks that Dave Sim is not going to like it.
You know what?
I'm going to stand by you, Dave Sim.
I think he's going to love it.
Yeah,
it's sexy.
I think people.
What aardvark wouldn't want a cartoon girl rubbing him down with a sponge? Come on now.
No problem with that, man. No problem. He's like, I don't think he's gonna like it at all. I don't think he's gonna like it at all.
I don't know. Who knows? But but I read that like Cerberus, when he gets wet, he gets like stinky, like really stinky. That's but I drew like some stinky lines coming out of him. It's like, but I think it's like nicely done. It's not like pathetically done. It's awesome. I personally love it, but I hope that Dave Sim likes it and everyone likes it. But anyway, that's one of my commissions, and I still have, I'm going to do two more for him. So like, I will eventually get around to it. I do I swear to you, I think about it like every day. I have thought about every day.
You're on my mind every single
day. You're on my mind every day.
You look tired, baby. You must, because you've been running through
my mind all day. But like, I have done it.
But it's one of those. It's a situation. It's a situation where you've always been wanting to do it, but you really just haven't had that moment to like focus because you don't want to be crappy.
Yeah, and I don't want to just like shit out like an illustration.
A piece of shit.
Yeah, like
I shit out a piece of shit.
I don't want to like throw up something on a piece of paper. I want to spend time with it. But what I'm saying is that like, honestly, like it has been on my mind pretty much every day since, let's say like. Because I was kind of busy during September. I would say at least October, November, and December, and even halfway through January now. I have had that on my mind almost every day for the past 3.5 months. And now it's like at that point where it's like, man, I really need to get this done. Like, I want to just get it done so I don't have to think about it anymore. And, like, I want to do good on it and stuff. But I just, like, haven't had the time. But then when I do have the time and I want to, like, decompress from the rest of my life, like, working and otherwise,
yeah.
I just want to watch Boy Meets World. I don't want to, like, sit and watch, you know, like.
You want to watch Sean? You want to watch. What's his
Corey
name?
Matthews.
You know what's that? Corey Matthews.
Sean Hunter.
say his whole name. You gotta watch Boy Meets World. Do you have a favorite episode of Boy Meets World? What have you been watching of Boy Meets World lately?
I just watched like, that
what
one
did you,
episode.
What did you start? What episode was it?
Starry Night.
I don't know what happens in that episode.
Starry Night.
What happens in that episode?
Basically, it's like Corey was supposed to go to Topanga to the Vincent Van Gogh Museum, or. Exhibit in Philadelphia where they're from, and I don't know why, but I guess like they didn't end up going because I guess Corey they had it in a previous episode, they didn't show it on this episode. Off screen, I guess Corey another girl kissed Corey, and Topanga found out about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What's this other girl doing kissing you?" And Corey was like, "It meant nothing," and she didn't like stand by it. She was like, "Oh, kiss has to mean something." A kiss has to, you know, she's like, this other girl can't just go around kissing.
I'm going to wait right here for you with my legs open.
I will wait right here for you with my legs open. Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz has been, I don't know, there's some, the character.
What was that movie? Nine. Anyway.
I'm going to wait for you with my legs open.
I will wait for you with my legs open. So, like, Topanga's like, I will wait for you with my legs open.
No, she's not. She didn't say that. Topanga doesn't talk like that. Topanga talks like, oh, come on, Corey. What are you doing?
Anyway, she's always like testing Corey.
I can't do it. Yeah, what's the fuck? What's with you women testing men?
Anyway,
this is just a test.
So anyway, so like Corey's all like, "What the hell?" But he's like, "I still like you," you know, blah blah blah. So anyway, so Topanga ends up going with the black girl. I forgot her name. The girl that was with Sean.
I'm gonna call her Blackie.
I'll call her Little Blackie.
True Grit. I love True Grit.
And True Grit. Okay, but anyway, I honestly don't know her name, so to me, she's just Black Girl.
She's Little Blackie.
That's mean. No, because I honestly do not know her name.
I'm going to call you Little
but
Blackie.
But she's cool. I like her. I just don't know her name. Yeah. So but in my head, I just call her Black Girl. I know that sounds totally racist, but call her
Stacy Dash.
Stacy Dash. Okay, so like... So Topanga and Stacy go to the art museum
on
their own.
That's not her name, though, but that's the only young black actress that I know. She was in Clueless.
I don't know, man. Look it up on the IMDb.
Just call her Little Blackie.
That's so racist, Joe.
It's not, though. It's just an homage to True Grit.
It is. It is. But, okay, so Topanga and her black friend.
You're like, that's so racist, Joe.
But the black girl's going out with Sean Hunter, okay? Their other friend. Anyway, so Topanga.
What did you think of that? Was that a racy relationship?
I mean,
what is it called?
Didn't the black girl just interracial relationship?
Was it the first one ever on Boy Meets World?
Yeah, I think
on
so.
On a very special
Boy Meets World. Anyway, so Corey. Corey's all like, you know, left out in the dark, and Topanga and the black girl go to see the Vincent Van Gogh exhibit. And while they're there, this guy comes up to Topanga, and he's all, like, artsy, and he's all like, oh my gosh, are you Topanga? And like,
oh my
gosh,
a Utapay.
Like,
I've heard of Utapay.
He was like, you don't know me, but we knew each other in third grade.
If someone came up to you behind and started saying like, "Hi, I've heard of you before."
I'd think he's Batman. I'd be like, "Oh shit,
Batman!" Isn't that how what's his name? Clive Owen talks to?
Yeah, it's hot.
I'm Shelly's new boyfriend, and I'm hungry.
Well, anyway, so this guy comes up, and he's almost like a too-good-to-be-true guy. Like, even the black girl.
Too good-to-be-true guy.
Yeah, because he's
kind of... This guy's too good-to-be-true. Because
the black...
Because he's artsy?
Yeah, because he's all, like, artsy and, like...
Describe this artsy look.
I mean, I don't know about his look was...
Artsy?
I mean, he was like a
skinny,
good,
anorexic, and...
Kind of.
Actually just cares about himself.
Yeah.
Well, ends up going on tour and leaving her and sleeping with someone else while he's on tour.
No.
Like a whippet.
He didn't do that yet. But, like... What I'm saying is, like, he, you know, he's all, like, taken with Topanga, and apparently Topanga, when they're in third grade or something, he like, they played softball or something, and she hit him, like, on the thigh, and he's like, yeah, I still have a mark from that, and he's just joking about it, but he's like, you changed my life.
You can take a look at it.
Yeah, he's like, you changed my life forever, because you told me that I shouldn't be into sports, and I should be into art. And like,
oh, because art, the art,
and he's all
I
like,
love the art.
And then he's like, I would love to take you out to dinner. And he like,
I want to draw you
her.
Naked because I'm an artist.
He didn't ask to draw her naked yet.
Can I draw you in the nude? I love how you look naked.
And then the black
girl.
That's
how
like,
guys who are listening to this show. If you want to draw someone naked, just act like you're an artist. Be like, I need to draw the naked form. It's my research. I need you to be naked for me. I will
like
trace you.
Like Leonardo.
I will trace you with my pencil. In your face.
My pencil that's another object other than a pencil.
That's right. My marker. my artistic utensil. I must draw you naked. Please say yes. Ariel, please kiss her.
Did you still want me to go on with the plot of Boy Meets World? Jeez.
Well, I just want to know what's the charm of Boy Meets World. All
no,
of a sudden.
You said what happened in Boy Meets World. I'm trying to tell you, and you keep interrupting with these like things in between. It's fine. I like your interruptions. Anyway, so like she goes on the date with him, and like it is like pretty romantic, and it is like, you know, a lot of girls would be really into that guy because he's like all about her and stuff. And then like they end up kissing. And then everyone's like, ooh. And even in the sound effect, you kind of hear some boos in the background. Like, they're upset that she kissed another guy other than Corey. It's like, ooh. It's like you hear a little bit of, like, oohs, and then some are like, ooh, ooh, boo.
Boo, boo. And then they're like, it's fake.
And then the next day in school, Topanga is, like, getting ready for Mr. Feeney's class. And then she sees the black girl, and she's all like...
Little Blackie?
She's like, oh, my God, my best friend. She's like, I had the most amazing kiss last night. I have to tell you all about it later. And then, like, the black girl, like, goes to Sean. And she's like, Sean, this is bad news, man. She's like, oh, man, Topanga's, like, moved on. You know, like...
She's like,
need to break the news to Corey, man. And then, like, Sean feels, like, all bad about it because he's like, don't shoot the messenger. And he says, like, this poem or phrase in Mr. Feeney's class that's all about not shooting the messenger.
Yeah.
It's, like, this learning lesson part. And then he ends up telling Corey, and Corey is, like, still adamant that he will always be with Topanga forever.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, he says something against Sean that's, like, he's like, well, it hurts me to know that I'm the only one that still thinks that I'll still be with Topanga. Like, kind of like his best friend didn't believe in him.
Yeah.
Or his relationship, which is kind of cool, too. But then, anyway, so then it goes to Topanga and the black girl, and then Topanga's like, I had the most amazing kiss last night. And basically, she's like, oh my God, what happened? And then she realized that she loves Corey, like, so much, because she never felt anything with the artsy guy.
Ooh.
Like, there was, like, nothing. So basically, it was, like, flipped around. Because meanwhile, the whole time when you're watching this, you're like,
so
oh,
it's
shit, man.
It's
she's
amazing.
She's going to, like, leave Corey for this art guy.
So basically, it's an amazing kiss, because it was basically gave her, it visualized, she really felt how she really felt, because she can compare the feelings now.
Yeah,
because
she feels she more
knows.
With Corey. She knows that she could... And
she had
she,
a revelation.
And she was
moment.
Like, I'm taken with Corey, and there's no other guy
now
that
she
could
knows.
Ever be.
Now she really knows what love is all about.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then later on, then they go to the playground, and Corey is already there. And then Topanga comes and like sits by him. And they're all alone in the playground, and then they like tell each other how they feel about each other, and then they kiss.
then the series ends.
Well, but also she took Corey back to the Van Gogh exhibit to ask him what he thought about Starry Night, and
he was like, "Yeah, it looks like stars." And
you know, he said that like looks like an attack. And she was like, "But you need to. What is the motion that get you feel out of this?" Because she wanted him to kind of like
to be like the, artsy guy. Oh. Can't you feel it? There's so
can't you feel it, Ariane?
There's so much.
You got to kiss the
girl. It's sort of weird how, like, you know, I don't know how to
did
classify.
Did you like Eric from The Little Mermaid?
As what? Like in a hetero way?
No, did you think he was a cool guy or whatever?
What was cool about him?
I don't know.
It's not like he played guitar or something.
I had a crush on Eric for a while.
It's because he always walked around with his same white shirt and his unbuttoned, and he's wearing swashbuckling boots.
I liked his hair. I was like, ooh, he has dark hair.
He has blue eyes.
I didn't really know about his eyes, but I just liked his dark hair, and I was like, ooh, I like Eric.
I always find it interesting when some artsy people, or when people try to act overly artsy, trying to really, and they have discussions. It's weird when a whole bunch of people in a circle who are trying to be artsy, trying to top one another's artsy, they're like, don't you really feel like it's about this? No, it's about the society breaking down. And they have like, no, you can't really, you know, it's like this comparison of what top this.
That's what they were doing on like Starry Night, because that other artsy guy was like, it's like God looking over this village of people. But yeah, like that. But that artsy guy, he's like, "Topanga, I'll take you to the most fancy French restaurant ever." And then he like takes her out on this date,
and then you know,
and draws her a picture and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you be romantic.
Be like Corey Matthews.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show. Well, happy you guys tuned in. I'm very thankful for you all, everyone who's tuned in to the show every single week. You guys are the coolest guys and gals.
The coolest.
That's right.
The coolest. The coolest people
That's right.
on the internet.
That's right. And my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
See you later, Carolyn.
See you later, Joe.
Stay positive, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
That's right. Tune in next week as we dive even deeper.
Even deeper than
the
turtles.
Abyss of before. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.